Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
We're talking about pancakes yesterday. Simply because who has gaslit all of us into believing that the moment it rains, we must all make pancakes?
An entire country. So, ons het op die Facebook bladsy twee mense gekry wat gedink het hulle weet presies. Helene Venter sê, die story begin so. Lang, lang gelede was daar 'n plaastannie by 'n kerkbazaar die oggend en die oggend was het koud en nat nes die week was en niemand daag toe op vir die kerkbazaar. Sy kry toe die goeie idee van pannekoek en besluit om vinnig huis toe te jaag met die plaasbakkie. Sy kry alles reg en pak alles mooi en ry versigtig op die grondpad sodat die emmer pannekoekmensel nie omtip. Sy kom toe by die kerkbazaar en dit lyk maar nog dieselfde baie sad. Toe slaan sy op en begin die pannekoek te bak. Sunny oorkant die straat was baie nosy en besluit om te kom kyk. Haar buurman oom Frik ook en hy gaan vertel vir Piet aan die ander kant van die straat en die res is history. Baie dankie Helena. If that doesn't go into a South African history book as the story of Rien en Pannekoek, then I don't want to know it.
History books have to be true, Roz.
Hoe weet ons Helena se storie is die waarheid nie?
I like it.
Is baie detailed.
Oom Frik went to call Piet en nou is daar ewe skielik pannekoek en al.
Die rest is history.
Odette reckons that pancakes come from the Netherlands and because it's always raining in the Netherlands, that is why we associate pancakes with rain. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Tanny, Piet and Sunny, and that's the story that I would like to tell my future generations.
The auntie who saved the church buffet.
Exactly.
With her pancake powers.
Anirian.
With great pancakes come great responsibility.
What a lekker story.
I love it. Yeah, go and check it out. There's a big discussion on the Facebook page at the moment. We were just wondering, because honestly, who taught us?
Exactly.
Wie het vir ons geleerd?
A jelle land.
I mean, I don't hate it.
No.
I'm happy for a grey, rainy Thursday to be a pancake day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds like an absolute vibe.